Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. Today is Monday, November 27, 2017. And I don't know about you, but I'm both happy and glad to be alive. I suppose most people are glad to be alive, but not all people are happy. I'm not always as happy as I am at this moment, because at any moment, something can happen to dampen my enthusiasm. But it is good to know that the last chapter of our lives will always bring and have a happy ending if our hope and faith is in Jesus Christ. I was so glad to see all of you yesterday, and especially Reverend Byers, who is recovering from shoulder surgery. There are several things scheduled for this Saturday I would like to remind everyone about. First, the men's fellowship breakfast will begin at 8:30 a.m. at Golden Corral. The gospel choir rehearsal is at 10 o'clock. Our mid-year meeting begins at 1 o'clock with the young adults doing a nursing home visit immediately following the meeting. Later that evening, the young adults will have a social event at the Bowling Lanes in Matthews. The ushers were planning on doing something Saturday as well, but rescheduled in light of all that is going on. As we approach the end of the year, it is easy to get caught up in the idolatrous frenzy of spending for the sake of doing so. Let us be wise and careful over that which the Lord has given us, and use it in such a way as to please the Lord. And now for some final thoughts from yesterday's message, Living with Hope. Christians choose to believe, as Job did, that the answer to the age-old question, if a man dies, will he live again, is yes. Today we have even better reasons to believe it to be so than Job did, because we have the testimony of Jesus Christ. As I sit here this morning writing this message, I am aware of so much adversity and trials and troubles facing just the members and friends of Flag Branch, not to mention all of the other people we share this world with. Living with these things, on top of feelings of anger and fear and hatred and envy and all the rest, can lead people to do some of the awful things we see happening in our society and around the world. That's why living with hope that the last chapter of our lives ends with eternal life makes each day so much better to live through. And when we live with hope long enough, we will get used to some things like Sunday worship, forgiveness, love and mercy, long-suffering, giving, and patience, among other things. Job lost everything except his wife, and she told him he should curse God and die. But Job refused to give up hope that his prayers would be answered and that God would make everything all right in the end. We too must live with hope to the end, for that is what our God is expecting for us to do. I hope you all have a blessed week. and that something good, expected or unexpected, happens to you and the ones you love. So until we meet again, blessings and peace.